Peter, I know it's early on, it's two meetings, but things could hardly have gone better so far.
No, we're thrilled, obviously, with the way we're starting. You know, I mean, we expected to push Kingsley close, and so I wasn't surprised that we won there, but I was by the margin of victory, I have to say. And I think the sentiment's the same here tonight. You know, we expected a strong challenge from Ipswich, but it never materialised.
And I mean, it's a rare privilege, I mean, for a Speedway manager to have so many riders all on song at the same time at any stage of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how long we can keep that up for, but it does seem as though everybody's on, you know, top form all at the same time, which is unusual. But now there were a huge number of positives to take from tonight. We had three riders, I think, unbeaten here. So. Yeah, everything looked good. The track was excellent. You know, the track staff have done wonders after the difficulties we had on our opening night. So the track suited them. They're hungry for points, and you saw the result.
We did. And you've got partnerships going well. Obviously, some of your riders are very familiar with it here. Others, it's fairly new. I mean, Brock Nichols settling in very nicely. Obviously, Luke's only been here for one season before. These riders are quickly dialing in and pulling together as a team again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's huge scope for improvement in a number of areas of the team, and if we can maintain that reliability at the top with Sam, Rory and Nick Morris, who was unbeaten here tonight, then, it bodes well for the future. But these are very early days, and we're not getting ahead of ourselves, but I think Thursday at Sheffield will be a different kind of test altogether.
Yes, I mean, you've got two meetings against them now, and it's a track that... Again, many of the riders will know well, but it's new to the league or new to this league for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah, I've got to find the track first. I haven't been there. I haven't been there for 30 years. So it's they're a strong team, Sheffield, with a big home advantage. You know, we're not on that kind of track very often, and as I say, it'll be a big test.
Just one more thought. Obviously, hopefully, before long, lots more people will be able to come here, and I'm sure there were many who wanted to come tonight on a bank holiday and a lovely day, but at least there were some people here, and that at least must have been a big lift for the riders, for yourself and Chris and everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they were go home thoroughly entertained. The phone hasn't stopped today with people trying to find out what the admission procedure is, but of course without an advance purchase ticket, you know, you can't get in, which is a great shame. But hopefully things are looking up in that direction, and hopefully we'll be able to get back to a normal sized crowd, and I'm sure there's a lot of people want to have a look at this team.